Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're continuing this in Shin Chav Ches. Today we are doing Se'ifim, Yud, Gimel, Yud, Dalit, Tezvav, Tez Zayin, and that's it, I think. Yeah, so let's, this is page Kuf Samachay Amir Aleph, Se'if Yud Gimel. Kol Azar is L'chal Shabbos, B'davar Sheyesh B'Sakana HaRezim Meshubach. If a person acts quickly to be M'chal Shabbos when there's a Sakana involved, that is a praiseworthy thing to do. Afilu M'Sakin Yimod Dover Acher. Even though you may get some side benefit from being M'chal Shabbos. Kigon, Sheperis Metzuda La'alos Tinok Shenofel L'Nohar. There's a child that fell into a river and you're trying to rescue him. So you stick out a net to catch the child and you also catch lunch for tomorrow together with the child. So that's fine. It's okay. You could eat those fish. V'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, or any such similar side benefit one may get. Sivkat na mechesim ishbur, v'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh, kigon. Nafal tino klabar, a child falls into a pit. Oker chulio malei, wafal pishu masakin b'madrega, b'shasaki raso. You remove some dirt to throw it in the bottom of the pit so the kid could climb up, even though you're fixing a stair down into the pit or something like that by removing that dirt. Ninal adelis b'fneitino, where a child is locked in a room. Shover adelis motziu, afal pishu mafatzel sam kibinetzim shurim l'malacha. You could break down the door, even though now you can have nice boards that you could use for building material. Shenasim kibinetzarmuk sam l'adlako, or you could have nice little matches that you're able to use. Afilu achi mutar ashvira shemi yibayis hatinok v'yamus. Still, you're allowed to break the door down because the kid may get so terrified that he's going to die of fear. V'lo amin shav shal karkish latinok be'egoz. And we don't say that just talk nicely to the kid and keep throwing candies under the door, or tell him that he's going to get candy soon if he just calms himself down and just wait for the key to come. No, you break the door down. And even if you needed those byproducts, it's mutter, because that's obviously not your real kavana. Your real kavana is to save the child. Let's say you have a chalash yesh prasakana tzarech basar. Needs to eat meat for his refuah. Shochtim lo, you shecht meat for him on Shabbos. You don't give him non-kosher meat. But if to find a live animal and do shechita and get prepare the meat, it's going to take 3 hours. And there's basar nevela readily available. You could just go to the local McDonald's. Then you give him the nevela, and you don't go through the time delay of securing the kosher meat. But if it's not a time difference, then we'd rather shecht the animal than give him the non-kosher meat. Says Mishbur Sivkat Namtes, Shochtim Lo, Harbitam Nemrelze. Lots of reasons given for this. You need lots of reasons, because L'chora, it's a Pella, no? Shechting something on Shabbos is a Malacha Dal Reis, so you have Skila for that. Eating Nevela, Alos Hasei. So let the guy eat Nevela, let him violate Alos Hasei. So a lot of reasons why we prefer the Shechita. Number one, Yeshar Mishum to Shabbos Sutra, Yitzel Pikuach Nefesh, Ulkach Shochtim Lo, Kidark Shochtim Biyomtov. First of all, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos becomes mutter, that we don't even take into account anything. It's just heter gamur. Whereas other isurim, like eating nevela, are only dechuya. It's not hutar. And therefore, if you could be mechal Shabbos rather than eating non-kosher, even non-kosher mit rabbanan, we'd be mechal Shabbos mitamzeb, because it's hutra. But a lot of rishonim say it's not true that Shabbos is also only dechuya. But rather, reason number two is trying to give a firm Jew a piece of nevela, he's going to refuse to eat it, and then it's going to be dangerous because he's going to refuse to eat it. But if you give him shechted meat, even though you had to be mechal Shabbos to secure that shechted meat, he's going to be willing to eat that. Ubeis Yosef evi otam b'shem Aran, a third reason to be nevela over al kol kazayis mimenu v'chamer miyisro lav de Shabbos, that when it comes to nevela, every kazayis of nevela that he eats is another los haseh. Whereas if you shecht the animal on Shabbos, it's one big avera. So the quantity of the averos that you violate when you eat each kazayis is much greater than the one big quality avera of chil Shabbos. Va'otam ayin sham. And the Ryan has another reason as well. Fizeb bevadai mutav lavar ulahoshelo isur drabanan mishin chal Shabbos b'sur skila. So then certainly it would be better if we're only isur drabanan to feed him that which is asur midrabanan rather than shecht an animal and violating isur skila. V'inei imachol omer shein katz ba'achilas nevela v'yesh nevela mizum lefanav. If the guy says, you know what, I don't mind eating the nevela. Considering my circumstance, I'm totally fine with it. And the nevela is readily available. Are you allowed a shecht for such a guy? So it would depend on which of the reasons you hold like, right? Meaning if the concern is that he's going to be katzbe nevela, he's going to absolutely reject the nevela, and it's going to be sakana. The guy is telling you, looks delicious. I always wanted nevela. Now I get to eat it. He's, you know, so then you have no such concern. But if it's about quantity of isurim, that every kazai, so then it would be better to have to shecht. So ayin bachron, well, kol panim linin katan, bevadai nira, detov yosel achil, besar nevela, lo yishchot adem avuro b'shabes. Certainly if it's a child, better to have him eat the nevela, because he's not even a bar chiyuva, rather than to have an adult do shechita, which is a melacha d'araisa. Kosba goes Mordechai, im tzarech l'artiach yayin avor cholev, you need to boil up wine for a chole, yimali yisrael v'yachim ein a Yehudi. Let the Jew fill up the pot, let the non-Jew cook the wine. Umutav sheisnasech yayin mishis chal shabbos. Better to violate stam yenam than chal shabbos of the bishul. Va'atam ayin b'darkei Moshe shekasav, kim shesu stam yenam in mel drabanan. And the reason is because stam yenam is only yasid drabanan. V'gam yisuru kal v'ein a chol katzbo. And it's a low level of yasid drabanan, and the chol is not going to reject it. V'lo dami l'nevela. It's not like nevela, where the chol is going to say, what are you talking about? I'm Jewish. I don't eat this stuff. With the ayin, he'll be okay. U'lekach mutav sheyecham einu yudi imum zum lefanav. And therefore, better to have the einu yehudi warm it up. Shol yishal yedeza u'kenabos if yud beiz ba'agas. So that if it's available and it's not going to cause a delay. V'su dekaim lem biyardeas im kufchav hesef yud de'einu yudi amalach klipasuach v'yishol mesham shol yisnaseh shari. Plus, in yardeya, it says that if an einu yehudi is carrying an open bottle of wine and a Jew is watching that he's not being menasechit, that it's actually mutter. So the Einu Yehudi could heat up the wine and it won't even be a violation of Yayin Nesach. So as much as we recommend having an Einu Yehudi warm up the wine, if the guy is mamish dangerously ill and a Jew decides to be the one to heat up the wine, you're not going to make a machal. That's perfectly fine because technically it is totally mutter. Sif tesvav. Amaduhu pirish hisbonu b'machlasu v'shiru harofim shetzarach grogeres achas. Let's say doctors examine the patient and they say he needs one grogeres, one fig he needs from a tree. V'ratzu asora v'yivilo kol echer grogeres. 10 people immediately run to go grab him a grogeres. Right, this is the atzala shaila. They need one guy to go save him. 10 guys run out of shul. So kulam peturim. They're all pater. They didn't do anything wrong. V'yeshlam schar tov meis Hashem. It's good. You know, even though we ended up with 10 grogeres, we only needed one. They're all getting schar. Afilu hivri barishoni, even though he came to full health by eating the first grogeres. Says the Mishaburv Ratzu Asar Shkol Echor Chashav Shu Yaktim Vayin Beralacha. Why did 10 guys run? Because each one thought that they were faster than the other one. So each one thought that they'd be the first one to arrive with the grogeres. If they knew that they weren't going to be the first one, and they knew he only needed one grogeres, then they're stam chale Shabbos, right? Then they have no excuse. They viel lo mir shusra mil toshel b'Shabbos. They violated hotza or they violated kotzer. Even if he came to health with eating the first one, they brought one after the other. He already ate from what the first guy brought him, and he's healthy. Still, the other guys don't need to bring carbon chatos. Because each one thought he'd be the first one. And not only are they pater, but they're going to get schar for their good intentions. Sifta zayin, amadu l'shtei grogoros, l'matzva l'shtei grogoros. Let's say the doctor say he needs two figs, and you go over to your fig tree, and there's one branch that has two figs growing. One branch that has three figs growing out of it, and there are two separate branches that each have one fig growing out of it. So should you cut the one branch with the three figs, or the two separate branches with one fig each? So karsama oketsheish b'shalish. Cut the one with the three figs, even though it's more figs than you need, but at least it's only one act of kotzer to do that. But if there are two figs growing on one stem and three growing on another stem, then only cut the one that has the two figs, because that's the same act and you're only cutting two figs. Says Ramah, if time is of the essence, just grab the first thing you can find, meaning don't allow such cheshbonos, you know, to delay you in getting what the chola needs. Says Mishabura, Sif Katan Mem Gimel, sheish bo shalosh to bezem mayit achil sheinu kotzer al pamachas. If you do one act of kotzer, that's better than two acts of kotzer. Lo yichrasu ela deriba b'shir shalol tzarich aser. To grab the one with three figs when you could just as easily grab the one with two is riba b'shirim, and that's aser. Umikan nira pashut. And based on this, it seems obvious. Do a dinin shar malachos that the same is true when it comes to every other malacha. Kigon bishul lechadome. Afilu mubgdera achas asul vashav lasos pesharim malachos rak mashat tzarich achshav b'tzimtzum. V'madavr balin mitakta mikachu ketil kamei. Doctor says he needs chicken soup. How much chicken soup is he going to eat? So don't fill up the whole pot of chicken soup. Make him a reasonable amount that's possible that he's gonna want. You don't do ribu bishurim, even though it's all one act of turning on the fire under the pot. But if it's zman bavl, so then you have to be mindful of that and do whatever is going to be quickest. So to review what we learned tonight, we said in Sif Yud Gimel that someone's mechal Shabbos for chol sheish b'sakana is meshubach, and he can enjoy any side benefits he gets from it. And the Mishnah Berurah went on about children locked in a room that you got to break down the door and don't make any other cheshbonos. In Sif Yud Dalet, we said that if there's a chol sheish b'sakana that needs meat, better to shecht meat for him than to feed him in a nevela. The Mishnah Berurah said there are a bunch of different reasons given by poskim, either because people won't eat the nevela and it's gonna be bali day sakana, or because Shabbos is hutra, or because eating nevela you get a separate iser for every kezayis as opposed to shchita is just a one time iser. But if it's a katan and he's willing to eat the nevela, then better to give him the nevela. In Sif Tes Vav, we said that if the doctors say he needs one fig and 10 people run and grab a fig for him, they're all gonna get schar for their actions, even though he was perfectly healthy from the first fig. And in Sif Tes Zayin, we said that if you have a choice to be kotzer something that has more fruits growing from that branch or fewer fruits, grow the be kotzer the one that has fewer fruits if that's how many he needs. But if the choice is more acts of ktsira for fewer fruits versus one act of ktsira for more fruits, better to do one act of ktsira. That's a greater consideration. But in general, we see that riba bishurim is not something we recommend unless it's zmano bahul, unless time is of the essence. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes. Yeah, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, and the Tes tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Same place, same time, tomorrow night.